takes a ground ball sharply into right field. That's a base hit. Here's Bautista. He has it. Here comes McDonald. Throwing a bounce. The ball gets away from Aaron Sebia. McDonald scores. Backing up Santos. He throws it over the head of Aaron Sebia, but backing up Lind. Red Sox at second and third, and Boston has taken a 3-2 lead on Sweeney's hit to right.
Ryan Sweeney was the sixth hitter that Sergio Santos faced in the ninth inning. Prior to that, a leadoff double by Dustin Pedroia, what was called a passed ball by J.P. Arencibia, allowing Pedroia to go to third, from whence he scored on a sac fly by Adrian Gonzalez. Then after a strikeout to Kevin Youkilis, back-to-back walks by Santos, and a wild pitch ahead of that single that cashed the go-ahead run. Another wild pitch cashed the winning run. It was a terrible night for Sergio Santos. Terrible. In the home opener, the first time a lot of Blue Jays fans had seen him, he was awful. But there's a reason that they got him. And that arm is huge. I still believe he's going to be fine, and he's going to be a very good closer for a very long time here in Toronto. But he did not do the job tonight, and in fact has blown saves in each of the appearances in which he's coming to try to get a save. Rough night for the Blue Jays. They lose 4-2 to the Boston Red Sox. I'm Mike Wilner. This is the Blue Jays Talk at 416-870-0590. Star 590 on the cell and long distance 1-888-666-0590. And as I said, I'm going to let you vent. This was a vent-worthy game. Nothing to be happy about. The Blue Jays' lack of offense and a spectacularly blown save, but a beautiful job by Henderson Alvarez. I have to say, a 21-year-old, the home opener, was phenomenal, giving up a run on four hits and one walk in six innings of work. Let's get to the phone. Dominic is in Toronto. Hello, Dominic.
Hi, Gotti. How are you?
Good. Can you be better than the last guy?
Yeah, I can. First of all, you have to be in good shape to play 162 games in a year nowadays. But anyways, on to the next topic. Santos, yes, he is struggling for his first two starts. Money-wise, he is the best acquisition for a closer this offseason. I mean, there was other guys out there, but you're going to have to pay a ton of money for it, and you're not going to get the years that they got for him. So I believe that they did make a right decision in him, and I do believe that he will bounce back. His arm is electrifying, and he does have electrifying stuff.
He really does.
It's disappointing when you have, like you mentioned, Alvarez pitched a great game out there tonight, and it's just disappointing in front of the home fans, and it's a game that you got to win. These are games that you got to win against division rivals, and I just think that the offense needs to pick it up a little more. I think that Bautista just needs to relax a little bit more and swing the bat like he knows how to. And I think that they'll be fine. I just think that, you know, the Santos just needs to relax as well. He looks a little bit nervous out there, but I'm not too worried about it. I just wanted to get your view on what you think the offense is capable of this year, and are they capable of more than next year?
Well, who knows about next year? I mean, let's not get ahead of ourselves. I think the offense this year is capable of much more than they did last year, and last year they were pretty good. You know, you've gotten rid of those 1,200 at-bats of Jason Nix and Corey Patterson and Juan Rivera and Aaron Hill, and you've gotten Colby Rasmus and Kelly Johnson and Brett Laurie instead. So the offense certainly is going to be better, and it hasn't been to this point. And, you know, two runs on five hits is not good enough to beat the Boston Red Sox. You cannot expect to win a ball game when you get two runs on five hits. You can consider yourself very lucky to take the lead into the ninth inning, but you can't expect to win a ball game. So they do need more from the bats. And one of the things I said over the winter about the 25 blown saves from last year, I don't expect that to happen again this year, partly because of the offense, because it's better. And we will see fewer games that the closer goes into with such a tiny margin for error. And obviously, that hasn't happened yet. But I do think it's going to be better. And I do think Sergio Santos is going to be just fine. And you know what? 4 or 5 months, nobody's going to remember this. Let's go to Cayuga. Daryl, you're on the Blue Jays Talk.
Hey, I got an event. I just took 2 Tylenol. I'm all right now. You know what? Why didn't he leave the other pitcher to pitch a 7th and 8th inning? The guy pitched great. And what I don't understand is, they brought in Sanchez, and he's a fastball pitcher against a fastball hitting team. So why wouldn't he leave the other guy in there and let him pitch, you know, maybe one out or two out and see what he does?
Because that's
why
not.
Why would you throw him out?
That's not the way it works.
Well, you know, that's the way it should work.
Well, maybe, you know what?
Hold on. I remember Ward used to pitch, right?
No, you don't. You don't remember that.
And Hanke.
No, you don't remember that, Daryl, because Tom Hanke would start the ninth inning every time he pitched. All the time. No matter how well Dwayne Ward pitched in the eighth inning, Tom Hanke would always start the ninth inning.
Well, see, that's gay. That's totally wrong.
All right. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. I love the language we're getting from our Jays Talk callers tonight. Here's the thing. The point isn't terribly wrong that maybe you should look at the guy who pitched a seventh or eighth if he pitched well and let him go back out. But that's not the way it works. Whether it should or shouldn't work that way is kind of a separate argument. John Farrell isn't going to be the one to change the way baseball has worked over the last 25 years. Your closer gets the ball to start the ninth inning. And, you know, Francisco, the whole fastball pitcher, whatever, I'm much more comfortable with the guy throwing 95 or 96. You look at what Santos did last year with 14 strikeouts per nine innings, even though he walked a bunch of guys. I expect to see a few walks and a ton of strikeouts from him, and that's what we got tonight. A few walks, but only one strikeout. And that double, and that home run against Cleveland the other day. Not a good outing for Sergio Santos, but the way the game is, you go to your closer in the ninth. Omar in Toronto. Hello, Omar.
How are you doing, Mike?
Doing all right, thank you. I'm not pleased about the results, but this was, you know what, the first eight innings, it was a great atmosphere. It was a terrific night at the ballpark.
I agree, actually. And you know what? I thought it was a really great game for Rasmus. I really enjoyed watching him play out there. And sometimes I really do forget how good of a fielder he is.
Yeah, he makes it tough to forget, though. That was an amazing catch he made in the third inning on Jared Saltalamacchia. Just phenomenal.
And he made actually a great one also, I believe, in the last game in Cleveland. But I just wanted to say that it was really good also to see Alvarez pitch the way that he did. Sure, I mean, you could have left him in the seventh inning, but I didn't mind, just letting him pitch the six innings. It was just really great to see also him pitch in the mid-90s, because last year that's all the talk was, high to mid-90s, and I never really saw that last year. And so it was really good to see him get there around the 95, 96 mile-per-hour mark. And I'm just really disappointed with the approach at the plate. I don't know what the game plan is, but I mean, these guys used to just hit the ball, and it's just poor pitching selection. I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, I don't know. They got Felix Dubront to throw 101 pitches in five innings. I don't think there was anything about poor approaches at the plate. The results weren't good, certainly weren't good enough. But when you're getting that out of a guy, that means your approach is pretty solid. It's not paying off.
Yeah, that's
I think
a
you're
good
confusing
point.
Results with approach.
I guess. I mean, I just feel like I just see them, you know, taking some great strikes in the zone and then hacking away at balls outside of the zone and down and away. And it's just a little frustrating to see. But you know what? These guys are fit. They're handsome. They're great. It's going to be a great season.
Yes, they are. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it a lot. We heard from the skipper, John Farrell. And one of the first things out of his mouth was the status of Sergio Santos. We will listen in as the Honda postgame show continues on the Blue Jays Radio Network.
He struck him out. Now, here's the pitch. Makes the catch. There she goes.
This is Toronto Blue Jays baseball on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Back here at Rogers Centre, where the Blue Jays home opener before a sellout crowd of over 48,000 looked pretty good through the first eight innings. But Sergio Santos gave up three runs in the ninth, and the Boston Red Sox came back to win 4-2. I'm Mike Wilner. We had some fun on the phones. Now let's listen in on what the skipper had to say post-game. Here's John Farrell.
For the most part of tonight, we played a very good game, very clean game. I thought we played exceptionally well defensively. Everyone threw the ball, I thought, to their capabilities. The ninth inning obviously got away from Sergio. You know, starting with the elevated fastball to Pedroia for the double. And then he started to lose the strike zone a little bit, obviously with the three runs that they were able to generate. But Colby tonight in center field, I think he showed why we've had such a high regard for him as a player, both offensively and defensively tonight. But still, while runs right now for us are a little bit of a premium, the three-run ninth inning was obviously the difference.
John, do you think it was mechanical with Sergio, or was it maybe in his head that he gave up a home run the previous game, and then once the double came, it just came undone for him?
Well, he got into a situation after the leadoff double. I thought he started to overthrow his fastball. He yanked a number of pitches out of the strike zone. You know, the two walks obviously led to those three runs. And then, like I said, I thought he had good feel for his changeup and a slider. But trying to overthrow the fastball where he yanked some and spiked a couple of pitches that got away from JP.
John, two parts. What were your impressions of Sergio when he pitched in Cleveland, and does this at all put him on a shorter leash, or do you think about not going to him with a short lead when you get to the ninth inning?
You know, please repeat that. It's awful difficult to understand you.
Just what were your impressions of Sergio when he pitched in Cleveland? And the second part of the question is, does this put him at all on a shorter leash, or do you think maybe not to go to him in the ninth if it's a one-run game going forward?
No. Sergio remains our closer. You know, the fastball that Cabrera hit in Cleveland was similar to the pitch that Pedroia hit tonight, fastball that was elevated early in the count that they were able to capitalize on. Well, the pitching and defense certainly did their job till we got to the ninth inning. You know, the double play that we turned earlier in the game, the diving catch by Colby, as I mentioned, the diving catch of the line drive by Lind at first, there were a lot of good things. And we played a very clean game, pitching and defensive-wise, to put us in a position for a 2-1 win. But, you know, right now we're not in sync all the way around. You know, we're, like I said, our offense will get on track. Runs are a little bit of a premium right now.
Yeah, runs are a little bit of a problem, in fact, right now for the Blue Jays. But we're four games into the season, 158 to go, and the Jays are 2-2, despite not clicking on all cylinders and despite their new closer having blown both opportunities to get a save. Let's take a quick look at the scoreboard. What happened tonight, the Yankees got their first win. They beat Baltimore 6-2. It was the White Sox over Cleveland 4-2. Angels 5, Minnesota 1. Yu Darvish got knocked around in his major league debut, but his Rangers have taken him off the hook. And in fact, looking to get him a win. They lead Seattle right now 8-5 in the bottom of the 8th. Oakland over Kansas City 1-0 in the bottom of the 3rd. We will be back at this tomorrow night. The Blue Jays and the Red Sox, game 2 out of 3. Kyle Drabek against Daniel Bard, both hard-throwing righties making their first starts of the season. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions in this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Blue Jays Radio Network. Better things will happen for Jerry Howard, Alan Ashby, Tom Young, Dylan Brown, Gord Brunt, I'm Mike Wilner. Good night from Rogers Center.